everybody? It's been another couple of weeks, and we are here once again. This is Rob T.
And Fanboy Dave.
And you are listening to the Brothers of Discussion. Yeah, we are excited to be on the air again. And we're going to talk all things professional wrestling today. And today I thought we'd start talking about, well, I think we should talk about everything that's going on right now in the world of the WWE, as well as the world of AEW. But I do want to start with Fanboy Dave's favorite, WWE, because right now they got a lot of stuff going on. And
oh, yeah. The draft was amazing.
The draft was interesting. I will say that. Plus, they got two things going on simultaneously. We've got the King of the Ring. And are they calling it the Queen of the Ring, or are they calling it something else?
No, it's the Queen of the Ring.
It's the Queen of the Ring, right? Okay. So the King of the Ring, the Queen of the Ring, and then they also got the pay-per-view,
if you want Crown Jewel.
Call it that.
But, well, it is a pay-per-view.
Yeah. What time is it coming on? Because it's in Saudi Arabia. So it's
Thursday. I think it's like in the morning, like 10, 11, 12.
Oh, wow. That's early. Yeah. But it is Saudi Arabia. So how do you feel about those Saudi Arabia shows?
I mean, they're okay. I mean,
compared to the other pay-per-views, do you kind of feel like they're, well, okay, I'm talking about the past ones, not this one, because I really can't say, because this one's going to be a throwaway, because they got some pretty big matches coming up on this one.
Well, I think it's evolved a little bit. I mean, just doing with the matches that they have now compared to what they had in previous Crown Jewels, just with the fact of, like, getting more women to wrestle there because of the things of the country and their beliefs.
And that's a big thing.
Right.
Big thing.
So, I mean, I think with progress, I mean, it's getting a lot better. Like, this is probably the best Crown Jewel that we're going to have so far.
I'll give you that one. How do you think people over here are going to respond to Crown Jewel? Do you think there's going to be a lot of people watching it, or more like maybe watching it later?
I mean, I'm sure. I mean, well, I mean, it's hard to say. I mean, a lot of people are working remote, so
maybe they
will watch it while it's on in the morning, or, I mean, for me, I have to watch it.
Yeah,
after.
You can't watch it at your job. Yeah, no, I get that. Are you excited about it?
Yeah, I'm excited about it. I mean, I still don't know why we're having a Queen of the Ring when everybody knows who the Queen is. So, but, you know, I mean, she's the opportunity, Charlotte Flair.
Is she even in it?
No.
That's what I'm saying. So that's why they're doing it, though.
Well, they should call it something else, the Princess of the Ring, because she's the Queen. Woo! You know?
The Princess of the Ring has a real good ring to it, yeah.
Or something.
What do you think overall? Okay, so let's take, well, we'll just say encompassing, right? Because the Queen of the Ring, this is the first time they're doing it. So let's just say King of the Ring in general. So you take King of the Ring now compared to when we were kids, right? Do you think it holds the same prestige as back then?
No.
Okay, because we can agree on that then.
Because, I mean, it was its own pay-per-view.
You're right,
and
it was.
And now it's just like Rush to be on Raw and SmackDown. I mean, yeah, I guess it's cool, but I mean,
it's pointless.
I mean, to a degree, I guess, yeah. Because, I mean, you have the storylines, and when it was just the King of the Ring, I mean, that was the main thing. Like,
right.
Who's going to make it to the King of the Ring, and who's going to be, you know, the King of the Ring? And I just don't know if whoever wins, if it's going to shoot them off to the stars to be a big star.
Right. Whereas back then, and the other thing was back in the old days, it was everybody was going for it.
Right.
Whereas this, it seems like they just kind of threw it all together real
quick.
Right,
and you really don't have any like marquee names because they are fighting for the title. And
right.
Back then, you know, and everybody, the infamous 316, I mean, Stone Cold in there, you had Jake the Snake, and I mean, you had like main eventers.
Yeah, and it's definitely not the
same.
And
not to, I mean, like I said, I like the WWE roster, but whoever they put in this tournament, I mean, I don't see as being the go-to guy.
Right. So basically, the winner is just going to get to hold a couple of props.
Right, but for the women, if Shayna Baszler wins it, I think this will make her career even more better.
Interesting.
If she does win.
Interesting. So basically, there's a little more, in your eyes anyway, there might be a little more prestige with the women's than it is with the men's.
Right. I mean, if Kofi would have won against the modern day Maharaja.
Yeah, that would have been more interesting.
Oh, yeah. But I think they don't want to do that because, I mean, New Day's a cash cow.
And yeah.
You can't have them going against each other to start a possible breakup.
Yeah, that would have been an interesting TV, though, for sure. That would have been interesting TV. So, okay, I can agree with you on that one. So, as of right now, from SmackDown, we have Sami Zayn, right? Who qualified. And then who was the other one? Was it, no. Was it Baron Corbin or no?
No.
No, he's not even in it. Sami Zayn, I know he beat Rey Mysterio. And then, man, how come I can't remember?
Because you had, who was on the other side?
Well, I know on Raw, we have Kofi
and
Jinder, but Kofi lost to Jinder.
Right, so it's Jinder.
So it's Jinder, and then it's Xavier Woods.
Right.
So they're the ones that have moved on to the next level.
Right.
So then, so like I said, in SmackDown, it's Sami Zayn and somebody else who I can't remember, which is kind of sad.
I can't even remember either.
So, but that's the thing. We're already talking about this week coming up, starting with SmackDown. It's just the semifinals, right?
Yep.
And then whoever wins that faces whoever wins on Raw. Excuse me real quick. I see. Excuse me. Sorry about that.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. So who do you think is going to take it all, in your opinion?
Xavier Woods.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were pushing it about how this has been like a childhood dream of his and stuff. So I can definitely see that happening. Now, on the female side of things, do you think it's going to be Shayna Baszler?
Oh, without a doubt.
And it's been a long time coming because they've made her look pretty weak over the past however long she's been on the main roster. Because for those that don't know, Shayna Baszler is like, she was friends with Ronda Rousey. She's an ex-UFC fighter, so she's a legit badass.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. But they haven't booked her that way is the thing. So, yeah, I'm pulling for her to win this thing because I do like what they're doing with her right now, how they're making her look like she's just this monster. Not too sure I'm a big fan of the whole Doudrop angle.
What's your hate on Doudrop?
No, I don't. I'm not hating on Doudrop. I just don't like the angle with her and Shayna. First of all, the name. They should have just kept her real name, Piper Niven. They should have just kept it that. Doudrop is just stupid. And it reminds me, well, I mean, who gave her the name? Freaking Eva Marie did.
Yep.
So they should have gave her back her real name to kind of totally distance her from Eva Marie. So, by the way, I do got to say it was quite entertaining to see what happened to Eva Marie at the hands of Shayna Baszler. That was,
oh yeah, for sure.
That was great.
Hopefully they just let her get a paycheck and then release her.
Yeah.
And then she can go do your AEW.
Yeah, they ain't bringing her to AEW. There's no way. She's not good enough to be in AEW. So anyway, all right. So that's the tournament that's going on right now, the King of the Ring tournament. And I'm glad we agree on at least one point where I mean, King of the Ring is cool. It's great for nostalgia's sake, but unfortunately, it doesn't have the same fire that it did back in the day. And the winner just gets to hold a couple of props, and they get the title of King or Queen, and that's pretty much it. You know what would have been interesting, in my opinion? I heard it this morning again on my favorite podcast.
But you got Finn Balor.
Oh, okay, Finn Balor.
Yes.
Okay, cool. Well, that makes it interesting.
Yeah.
So I heard it this morning on my favorite podcast of Busted Open. What would have been nice, and I agreed, it was actually a fan that called in and said this, if they would have made the winner like get 30th spot in the Royal Rumble, that would have been cool. Because it really then it kind of really seems like it's something. Whereas right now it's just you get to hold a couple of props. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that would have been kind of cool if they would have did that. So now moving on to the pay-per-view, right? Let me ask you this. I'm going to start with the storyline of Goldberg and the almighty Bobby Lashley. How do you feel about Goldberg on a PG show talking about freaking murder and killing and, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, it's weird because,
yeah.
I mean, Goldberg talks about being the superhero for kids.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 this, that, but I get it. But I think it's a little rushed, and like, I'm going to kill you for what you did to my son. But like Bobby said, like, what would you do if somebody jumped you from behind and you saw what he did to Shelton Benjamin and to Cedric Alexander?
Right.
You know, whatever. But yeah, I'd just say that I'm going to tell your kids. I'm sorry. I mean, you just don't see that from Goldberg. So I'm just like,
It's kind of off. You're right.
Yeah, it's kind of, and I'm hoping that Bobby Lashley just whoops his ass. To be honest, Like, go back to, I mean, and Bobby Lashley's promo was good. I don't know if you watched Monday Night Raw.
Yeah, I did. It was better.
You know, and basically calling him like, I'm here every day and this guy's coming, you know, or once in a while, whatever. And that's pretty much, I don't know if it was a shoot, but yeah. I mean,
but it's true.
Goldberg coming and automatically he's in the title picture, which doesn't make sense.
No.
Because,
no.
I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, yeah, he's cool, but to me, he's always a WCW guy. Like,
yeah.
Bro, go. Yeah. Go look at cars or whatever you do.
Now, I will agree with you on something that you said. I do think it was rushed, too. It just feels like, because you had the pay-per-view. What was it that all this happened? I forget.
It happened at the last pay-per-view.
Was it SummerSlam?
Yeah.
Okay. So all this went down at SummerSlam. If they wanted this story to really gain momentum, it should have happened the next day. Like, Goldberg should have came in the next day, addressed what happened to his son. They shouldn't have waited, in my opinion. Now it does feel like everything is just rushed, especially because the very next day, Bobby Lashley, isn't that when he lost to Big E or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And then it seemed like that was going to be something, but then they got cut off right away because he has to go and do this thing with Goldberg. So I agree with you on that one. I think it's rushed. I think they're just... And to be fair, you know, it's not putting the blame on anybody, but I think this is one of those things because we are talking about a pay-per-view where the Prince of Saudi Arabia is basically telling Vince, I want this, I want this, and I want this, and here's the money to make it happen. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Vince is going to say, all right.
Of course, of course. So in this case, yeah, it's like we get what we get because this very, very, very rich guy is ordering it, basically, which still... It's a trip, man, when you think about it, because money definitely talks and money definitely makes Vince McMahon move in whatever way you want him to move. I mean, if you have the money, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, he's the only one that's getting that market in Saudi Arabia.
That's true.
Ain't nobody that's else.
True. No, he's the only one.
No New Japan, no nope. NWA, no... AEW.
Nope. I mean, yeah, he's got the market on that for sure. For sure. So what matches in the Crown Jewel are you actually looking forward to? Are you looking forward to that Goldberg-Bobby Lashley match?
If it's a squash by Bobby Lashley. I mean, because you saw when they fought, like the fans were cheering once he was hitting that knee with the chair and everything.
Yeah.
And they were like, one more time. And it's just like, yeah, it's just like, put him out.
Yeah, it does seem like the crowd has turned on Goldberg. Yeah. Like they're tired of Goldberg.
I mean, Big E, Drew McIntyre. I mean, it's one of the things. Not to say that WWE is predictable, like most people say, but I mean, with the draft, I mean, McIntyre is going to SmackDown.
Right.
He's not going to win the title.
Right. Which is you're right about that.
So I mean, that's a given there. But does he turn heel? You can't turn heel because then you're going over there with. The tribal chief, so... Mm-hmm.
And he's already the biggest heel there.
Right, so it's just like... I mean,
who's the heel in the situation, basically?
Right. I mean, it's just face versus face, you know, and they'll cheer. But yeah, I mean, I'm looking forward to that, but I'm looking forward to the women's match.
Okay.
You know, that...
The three-way?
Yeah. And, of course, the man's going to win, Becky Lynch.
So you think she retains?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And of course, Charlotte's going to win. I mean, you saw Charlotte's promo. I mean, I just agreed with it with 100%.
Right.
Like, she could be two belts. She's going to melt them together. And, you know, just, you know, she's on top. So.
Gotcha.
Most decorated women's WWE super.
So, okay. So the three way is Sasha.
Yep.
Big
Time Bex.
And then Bianca Belair.
Yep.
Okay, so then who's Charlotte going against?
She's just fighting, oh my God, I just lost it in a second. She's fighting, oh my God, how did I forget?
Because she got drafted to SmackDown, but she's still the Raw Women's Champion as of right now.
Is she fighting? She should be fighting.
Is she, well, no, because I was going to say she's not going against Rhea Ripley because.
No, she might not, no, she's not fighting. I'm tripping.
So she's not on the card. Mm-mm. That's interesting. That's interesting because they honor the draft in 2 weeks.
Yes.
Wow. So what do you think's going to happen? I mean, come on. They can't keep the Raw Championship on SmackDown.
No, they're going to do what they always do whenever they have brands and the champions. They swap.
They're just going to swap them. So yeah. Becky's going to have the Raw and.
Yeah. And I'm thinking that Charlotte will come in and save Becky to win the title.
Hmm. That's an interesting call.
Or, no. No, wait a minute. She may, I mean, because she's going to SmackDown. So, yeah, she may save her and then just do that.
Just do the swap.
Yeah. Because with Charlotte going to SmackDown and Becky going to Raw, yeah, I think that's what's going
to
happen.
Okay. Well, that'll be interesting to see. Personally, I'm kind of hoping Bianca gets it. Just because, I mean, she didn't really get a good run. And then they gave the belt to Becky. But I have to say that you're probably right. Just because Becky just got here, I don't see them taking the belt off of her that fast.
No.
So I'll give you that one. Now, you looking forward to the Roman Reigns match?
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know how Brock's going to lose. I've been trying to figure that out. Because
I can't see either one of them losing.
Well, no, I know that. But like you have said in the past, in podcasts, that they want Reigns and Rock.
Yeah.
Mania. I mean, could Roman lose to Brock? Yeah, because he says he's a free agent and then win another pay-per-view? Maybe. But then the streak would be done as far as like the longest reign in Universal Champion.
Yeah, I personally am thinking that there's going to be some kind of DQ, because a DQ will make... it won't make Brock look bad. Like, it's not going to hurt Brock to get a DQ. And plus, it'll be more heat on Reigns. And on top of that, it's just going to make the feud extend. So they'll probably fight for it at another pay-per-view. Who knows? They could even extend it all the way to WrestleMania. But, you know, only time will tell. Right now, those two are the only ones that are really going after each other. You know what I mean? So I am kind of looking forward to that match, just because it's Brock's first match back. In this instance, Brock is the face, whereas in the past, he's just been nothing but the heel.
Right.
And so now in this, and everybody's loving Brock right now. So it definitely be interesting. I think the sleeper on this one will be Paul Heyman. Is Paul Heyman going to turn on Roman Reigns?
No, he's not going to turn on Roman Reigns.
You don't think so?
No.
I mean, he's been with Brock longer. What if this is some big plan? What if this is some big ploy that he's put together?
Well, then Reigns would have to lose the title.
True. True. I mean, it definitely makes it compelling, for sure. It makes it more interesting. So right now, that's really the only match I'm really interested in, because it could go either way. You know what I mean? Because let's be honest, in the interactions that they've been having with Paul Heyman and with Brock Lesnar, there hasn't been a real definite, concrete, like, they keep leaving the question in your mind, is Paul Heyman, like, secretly still, you know, in cahoots with Brock? They leave it in your mind because of everything that Brock says. Now, granted, Brock is probably trolling, but it still leaves the doubt.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that, I think that's what's making it interesting right now, for sure. What other matches are happening? Because honestly, those are the only ones I can remember is the big ones.
See, because you watch AEW, you don't pay attention.
I watch both. Wow. It's just, it doesn't grab me. I'm sorry.
How are you going to say you got a Hell in a Cell match between Edge and Seth Rollins?
Well, that was barely announced this past Friday. Well, but I'm just being honest, man. I mean, I paid attention.
You
but,
got RK-Bro versus AJ Styles and Omos.
Oh, yeah. That's true. Now, the Hell in a Cell match, that one should definitely be interesting. RK-Bro, I like RK-Bro. I think they're very entertaining. Personally, I'm just done with the whole AJ and Omos thing.
Yeah.
I just don't really... To me, it's not that over. They need to do something else with them.
Well, Omos is just big, and he's not that good in the ring.
Exactly.
But he did do a roundhouse. We had to watch
it. He did.
Plenty of times.
He did. That was impressive. For a guy that size to be able to do that, I'll admit, that was very impressive, to say the least. So... All right, so we got a pretty good card going on. Are there any minor matches that...
Well, they added the Mustafa Ali versus...
Mansoor? Okay.
But I just... Mansoor, I mean, like Ali says, I mean, he just doesn't get it. I don't think he'll get over.
Because right now, the only reason he's even a little bit over is because of Ali.
Yeah.
But now that they're splitting up... Yeah, I don't see anything. I wish they would do a little bit more with Humberto Carrillo and Angel Garza, because a couple of times I've seen them, I like what they're doing with them. I like the fact that they're heels now. I like the whole gimmick that they're doing. I think it works. Why they didn't do anything this week, I don't know. Another one that comes to mind that came back, but they're not really doing anything, is Keith Lee. Oh, I'm sorry. Keith Bearcat Lee.
That's right. Get it right.
Yeah. They're not really doing anything with him. There's speculation about him going heel, from what I understand. Whether or not that happens, I guess we'll have to wait and see. Does that grab you at all?
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, but I just think he needs to, what do you call it? I guess he can't really be like his old self, but I guess he just needs to look meaner, you know, or something.
Right.
Because, I mean, even when he was trying to be, I guess, you know, like I'm the bad guy now and short answers, I'm just like, okay.
Yeah. There's something, like, I don't know why it was working in NXT, but now it's not. And I don't get where the misconnection is. Like, he had awesome matches with Dominik Dijakovic. Right. And now there's just that connection is not there. Right. So it's like, what happened between NXT and the main roster that is now causing that disconnect? I really don't know what's going on there.
Yeah, I just think for him to, I guess, gain the momentum of being a monster, like, he's just going to have to, like, have a lot of squash matches. And not just against, like, Tozawa or R-Truth, like, he's got to squash somebody that, I mean, just like with Bobby Lashley, when they gave him the moniker, the Almighty, like,
right.
He was, you're just like, God, dog.
Yeah.
Like,
well, look at the way he squashed Kofi. That was one of the most memorable ones.
Yeah. Just like, man, I didn't, whoa.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It looked like a shoot fight the couple of times for sure.
So that, I mean, I think that's the only way that I guess people will be believable that he's a bad guy. But I mean, I know why they named him Bearcat, but I mean, that doesn't make me be like, oh, man.
Yeah, it doesn't make me want to really invest or care any much more.
Well, America, is that supposed to be scary? I don't know.
Well, I think he's naming him.
Well, yes, honoring that.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, but just even the name Bearcat, like,
yeah.
It doesn't, like, Karrion Kross, like, I mean, like, whoa, man, yeah. Don't mess with Karrion Kross, like, but he has the facial reactions and stuff like that, and I don't think.
Keith Lee doesn't have that.
It's just straight.
Right.
And so that's something he may have to work on.
Right.
To be, because, I mean, everybody that turns heel just does a...
Yeah, just a mad face.
Yeah, and it's just like, okay. But, like, when you see Karrion Kross, you're just like, oh, man.
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
Like, he draws you in.
For sure. So. For sure. But yet he's been off TV for, like, 2 weeks.
So it'll be fine.
That always goes back to the point I've been trying to make, man, that WWE does drop the ball. I mean, it's sad because I loved Karrion Kross in NXT. He had a great entrance, had a great gimmick. The feud between him and Joe there right before he left was gold. I was invested, man. And he comes to the main roster, and they pretty much took away half his entrance. I mean, all he's got is the little video that plays and the music. And plus, they try to make him look like a character out of Mad Max, which is ridiculous, in my opinion. I mean, he looks like he's wearing a Halloween costume. You know? I don't know. That's just my opinion. So we got Crown Jewel coming up. Now, what's the pay-per-view after Crown Jewel? We got Survivor Series, right? That's what's next?
Yep.
Now, that one should be interesting because you got champion versus champion. If it doesn't change, it would be Roman Reigns versus Big E, which that would be an interesting match, to say the least.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if it doesn't change now, but if it does change, it still would be interesting because then you got Big E and Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
So either way, that one's a winner for sure. So I'm gonna watch Crown Jewel, but I gotta be real, there's probably gonna be a lot I'm gonna fast forward through, you know, because honestly, the only match I'm really interested in is the match with Roman Reigns and with Brock Lesnar. Not really anything else. I mean, the Drew McIntyre match and the Big E match, I like to watch it just for the action. But like you said, there's no way Drew's going to win because that belt has to stay, you know, on Raw. So not that WWE's not predictable, but yeah.
Well, it's not predictable sometimes.
Sometimes they do give you some good surprises. Sometimes. Let me ask you this, man. I was listening to Busted Open, since we're talking about WWE. I was listening to Busted Open this morning, and an interesting topic of conversation came up, right? They were talking to some fans that were in attendance at the WWE shows, and it seems like a lot of stuff has changed at these live events when it comes to the fans. Now, granted, we're talking about the fans that are mostly like in the lower parts, you know, the tickets that you like to get, yeah, right? Mostly in that area. And it really does sound like WWE is it's a TV company. Bottom line, they're producing TV shows, but these fans were talking about the experience, and I don't know. I gotta be honest. I used to want to sit up front whenever I went to a show. I know those tickets are expensive, but after hearing that today, I'm really not interested anymore. Just the fact that they control it so much, telling you when to stand up, telling you when to sit down, telling you when to cheer. I mean, they might as well have an applause sign. And this is being said by fans that were there.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Maybe be some BS so going out there, because when I went to Raw, ain't nobody telling me. I mean, I'm telling people to sit down because they're trying to put their sign up and I can't see them. Like, bro, we're on commercial break or whatever. Like, sit down.
What row were you in? Because you did go to a Raw after they came back to the public.
Yeah, I was in row seven? So right behind the announcers.
Okay.
And I had nobody tell me to sit up, stand up, cheer.
That didn't happen when you were there?
No.
Okay, because these people that were they called into the show, I believe they were sitting like first and second row. And they said that the security there would let them know, sit down. Okay, it's okay to stand up. It's okay to cheer and stuff like that. Taking away specific signs, telling them to take off certain shirts.
Oh, well, yeah. Things like that. Just like with anything, like if back in the day, you know, before Bass Pro bought their competition of Cabela's.
Right.
I mean, like, you would always do that. Be like, hey, we'll give you a shirt if you take that one off, because you ain't trying to, support or show, I guess, your competition or whatever.
I get that.
Like with Bray Wyatt, like, yeah, I mean, he's not in WWE. I mean, they're not going to want that on TV.
And I get that. But I don't know. I think there's a fine line.
So you're saying that if I went to an AEW show, which I would never do, and I was wearing my WWE gear, they would be like, oh, you can wear it. But hey, you want that shirt? I'd be like, nah, I don't want that shirt, man. I'm getting this one.
Well, in all honesty, AEW doesn't do what WWE does. They let you wear whatever you're going to wear. Mm. And that's the thing. If I'm going to go to a show.
They let you wear a WWE shirt?
No, but I've seen it in the crowd. Mm. I've seen several of them in the crowd. Several WWE shirts in the crowd, because they want you to go and just enjoy the show. You know, go with what you want to wear. It's like going to a rock concert. I've been to a rock concert before. I remember going to a Kiss concert and I had on a Pantera shirt. You know what I mean? Like,
they're like, get this man a Kiss shirt.
Yeah, they're not going to do that. You know, you go and you just go and have a good time. You wear what you wear. Now, granted, I get it. If it was obscene or something like that, they don't want that on TV. That's different. But you know, if you're wearing, there was a guy in the front row on an AEW show here recently. I remember because it was like plain as day when the camera went on it, and it was a WWE SmackDown shirt, and it was just right there. And they didn't black it out. They didn't do anything. They just panned the crowd, you know, and let people go nuts, you know, because, I mean, I've said it before, but AEW is all about the pro wrestling fan. Go and enjoy pro wrestling. Now, you make a very good point. You've done it in the past. That's how it is now. Things could change in the future if the company gets bigger. You know what I mean? Because, yep, like you said, you always like to make fun of it, but it's a valid point. When Max Caster did that rap that Tony Khan got pissed off about, he totally changed
the whole... Yeah, he got in trouble. I'm sure he got in trouble by TNT.
Right.
At the end of the day, Tony Khan is saying, I'll let my wrestlers do whatever they want. But if you allow that, the wrestlers aren't going to get in trouble first. The companies that are paying you, like TNT, is going to be like, hey, you can't say that. And especially in the cancel culture world that we're in nowadays.
Right, right.
Like he's going to get in trouble.
Yeah. And so now he's basically the one that's in charge of creative, basically. Oh,
sounds like he's trying to find his inner Vince McMahon.
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe. Oh, I mean,
I let these professional wrestlers do whatever they want, but something happened and like you need to come to me first. Sounds like he's trying to be a boss now instead of a wrestling fan. It's a catch 22, brother.
I hear you on that. We're gonna take a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about AEW, also about a recent tweet that Tony Khan did.
Are we going to talk about your new TBS title? Oh, joy. Let's just make up all these titles. A TBS title, a TNT title, a Rampage title, just everything.
Yeah, actually, we will talk about that when we get back. We'll be back after these words from our sponsor.
Going on 10 years in the community, Metroflex Gym has been the place for back to basics, no fluff training. At Metroflex, you'll have the resources available to you to reach your fitness goals, whatever they may be. Owners Daniel Haggerty and David Wheat are available and ready to help guide you in the proper direction to get the best results for your health. Want to lose weight, increase stamina, or gain mass? Daniel Haggerty is a licensed trainer with over 25 years experience in nutrition and training and how to get the most out of your workouts. Come by today for a visit at 2101 Clovis Barker Road, San Marcos, Texas, or call to make an appointment for a tour at 512-878-8575. Homegrown in the community and veteran owned, Metroflex Gym is the hardcore training place for a hardcore workout. Call today.
And we are back.
You always say we are back.
Well, we're back.
Well, what I can say, hey, ladies and gentlemen, we are back with Fanboy Dave and Robzilla. No?
No, Rob T.
Rob T.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, that's another nickname,
That's
right?
another nickname. Oh. Yeah, that's more like musician type stuff. Okay. But I switched it. I went back to Rob T. I was Robzilla for a while, but Rob T.
I mean,
yeah.
He's actually, I say one thing about my brother. He's all right. He's an all right musician. I'll give him that.
Whoa, producer man, can you mark that spot so I can save it for later? I think that's the biggest compliment my brother's ever given me. Anyway, we've been talking, most of the first segment we were talking about WWE and goings on right now.
Crown Jewel
going on, and then of course we got the King of the Ring and Queen of the Ring tournaments going on. A lot of exciting stuff going on in WWE right now. Unfortunately, a lot of it is a snooze fest.
Well, you're about to snooze me if you're about to talk about AEW.
So now ahead. We're going to talk a little bit about AEW. First off, let's just talk about this right off the bat. Tony Khan tweeted something, and I was trying to find it. I couldn't find it. No big deal. Basically, he tweeted pretty much a challenge. I mean, when did you kind of say that? Because this Friday on SmackDown, they're going 2.5 hours.
2.5 hours, right? Because the fans just want it, because it's the number one wrestling show in the world.
I don't know
Friday
about
Night SmackDown. It is.
I don't know about all
Look
that.
It up.
But anyway, and it's going to be running right into the time that AEW Rampage comes on.
And it's on FS1 because of playoff.
That's the thing I was going to ask you. Do you think that's going to make any kind of difference? The fact that it's not going to be on Fox, but it's going to be on FS1.
I mean, it depends. I mean,
let's be real. There's no question. Right now, I'll give it to you. WWE is going to kick AEW's butt.
Well, not even before. It just really depends. So I'm an Astros fan.
Right.
And they won today. Go Stros.
Yeah.
So is that game against the Sox on Friday night? If it is, I mean, Boston is huge in baseball.
Right.
So you're probably going to have a lot of people watching Astros versus Sox.
Gotcha.
On Friday.
Gotcha.
So, I mean, do I still think Friday night's not going to be AEW? Without a doubt. But I don't know if it'll be as big because we are in baseball playoffs.
Right. Now. Okay, that's a good point. That's a good point. Now, overall, yes, SmackDown is going to beat AEW Rampage. There's no doubt in my mind. But that 30 minutes, though, who's going to take the cake in that 30 minutes?
You already know the answer.
I don't know, man. I don't know, because you've got, like, you just said it yourself, there's not going to be that many people probably watching because of the playoffs, right? You got that working against WWE right now. AEW, love them or hate them, obviously you hate them, they're the hottest thing going on right now.
I mean, their numbers have dropped viewer-wise.
They have. I will admit that. But they are still the cool kid in town. And people are excited about AEW, bottom line. Like the cap. Beautiful, isn't it?
Your cap's terrible. You have to have a gumball machine for like 25 cents.
They are the hottest thing going on right now. You can't deny it. You got CM Punk. You got Brian Danielson. You got Adam Cole, baby. Come on, say it. You want to say it.
I can't.
They're there now, man, and they're kicking ass there, bro. And they are making. I mean, just now, I'm gonna give you this one, right? Because this is the one thing that does bother me. I like the action in AEW. I really do, but I do get a little tired of everything being a spot fest because. I like watching CM Punk wrestle. Go back to the match you saw. You know, the one that you trashed.
Oh, with Darby.
Darby.
Yeah, the 100.
Darby Allin.
130-pound soaking wet.
Put some respect on his name, all right?
Darby.
Darby Allin. All right.
Darby.
That match, you know, the match that you shit on? I mean, PG, right? Okay, my bad.
Did you say crapped on? But it wasn't crapped on. It was just like I said, CM Punk, yeah, he's been out for a long time, but to struggle... with the guy 130 pounds, I'm like, if that was the case, I could put on a match with CM Punk.
Storytelling, brother. Storytelling. That's where you're missing the point. Anyway, let me get back to what I'm talking about. You take the match that started Dynamite last week. We had Bryan Danielson, Luchasaurus, and Jungle Boy going against the Elite, right? So it's Young Bucks.
Oh, the wannabe Shawn Michaels.
Yeah, so you got the Young Bucks and Adam Cole, baby. They're going to get it's basically a six-man tag, right? Great action, great match. The problem I have with it though is you had Spot Fest City. We're talking big spots going on, wonderful, awesome athleticism, but no selling.
I thought they storytell all the time.
Well, that's my point. AEW is good at storytelling. I'll give them that, but I think they're definitely missing the ball here because you're taking Bryan Danielson, you're taking Adam Cole, you're taking these top guys that have come in and you're putting them in these spot fests and I think they're missing the mark there. CM Punk, however, in all the matches I've seen him in, starting with Darby Allin, he had a match on Rampage this past Friday against, I don't even know, something Garcia because he's still new, but he slows the pace down. He holds on to a hold, whether it be a rear, you know, chin hold or whatever, and he slows the pace and tells a story. People are still invested in the match. You know what I'm talking about. You got to hold on. He's the face, and he starts doing the whole handshake, and then the claps start coming in. You know, you see that happening a lot in CM Punk's matches, which I think is needed in professional wrestling. That's what that's what gets you invested. That's where you tell the story. You know, he did that with the match with Darby Allin. Darby Allin did a lot of spots on that match. Awesome stuff. But CM Punk, he was definitely the ring general because he slowed it down. I think that's where AEW is missing the mark. I think that's a little bit of tightening of the screws that needs to happen where maybe you have one match on the card that night be a spot fest, right? But everything else, tell a story. Just my opinion. Not like you care because you hate AEW anyway.
I just don't watch it. Like I said, I mean, I picked a side and that's what I do. I mean,
so you mean to tell me, okay, you mean to tell me if someone came up to you, gave you two free tickets.
Well, are they WCW giving away free tickets?
No, just follow me on this one. Stop talking smack and just follow me. If somebody came up to you, gave you two free tickets to an AEW show, not a house show, but an actual Dynamite televised show, front row, you mean to tell me you wouldn't go?
No, I wouldn't go.
Wow. Even though the tickets were free.
Yeah, I'd give it to someone less fortunate than go watch the show. Wow.
Even though you know you're going to see CM Punk, you know you're going to see Adam Cole, you know you're going to see Bryan Danielson, you're going to see Miro, all these guys that used to be in WWE that you were fans of.
Yeah.
You still wouldn't go.
No.
You are the true definition of a hater.
I'm not a hater.
Yeah, you are.
I'm not a hater. Nah.
You can't even be happy for the ex-WWE stars that are now killing it.
I'm happy for them. I mean, but your song and dance is they're making stars, and it sounds like because I do get some stuff on Facebook or, you know, I read my favorite WrestleZone.
Right.
You know, and I do see that they do.
We need to get a sponsorship from WrestleZone. We talk about them so much.
Yeah. But it's just like, I do see that, but I'm just, yeah, they're in the ring, but you talk about new stars, but looks like everything on your card is WWE guys or ex-WWE guys. They're in the main event. or whatever. I guess I give it to the guy that said the bad stuff about Sasha Banks. I guess he beat Miro.
Yeah. Yeah. He won the title. I was like, who did? I forgot. Sammy Guevara.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to bring that up. He was like a teenager when he said
well,
that.
Well, the way it is, cancel culture. John Gruden just lost his job for emails about 10 years ago.
I heard about that. I mean, that's ridiculous.
It is, but you know, I'm just saying, because I didn't know his name. That's all I knew him by.
Sammy Guevara.
Yeah.
That guy. Yeah. Yeah. He did beat Miro. He is now the TNT champion.
So.
And just released. Is they announced it last week, is now they're going to have a belt for the women, because in January, Dynamite's going to move to TBS. So now there's going to be the TBS championship that's going to be for the women. They're going to have a tournament.
They're moving to TBS.
Yeah, they're moving to TBS. Why? And I have no idea.
Basketball. Really,
is that what it is?
Basketball's bigger than...
yeah, and basketball is always on TNT.
Yeah.
So... But they unveiled the TBS belt.
Oh, TBS belt.
Why you gotta hate on the TBS belt?
I'm hating on the TBS belt, the TNT belt, because if anybody that watches AEW or is all about AEW,
yeah.
If WWE events is like, we're gonna make a USA championship belt, y'all would be like, oh my God, that is the stupidest thing ever. And you know they would, but whatever. I mean,
I don't know. Universal champion is pretty stupid.
But that makes WWE better. We're Universal. They're top, the best, the Universal champion.
Universe, like out of this world.
They
like,
are. The WWE is out of this world.
What are they going to do, a pay-per-view on Mars one day or something?
I don't know. If Elon Musk figures out something, they might. I mean, you know, he's moving to Austin and he's bringing his whole company over here. So, you know, there's a few there. Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos, they don't like each other. So,
wow.
Who knows? Would I go to
About all that.
Would I go to the WWE show on Mars? No, because you probably get stuck up there. So I wouldn't go to that show either, even though I got free tickets.
Wow. Anyway, so they did unveil this new belt. It was a beautiful looking belt. It's a TBS title. This is going to be for the women only. So the women are going to be going after it. You got Ruby Soho. You got Thunder Rosa, my favorite. You also got the Bunny.
Bunny?
Yeah.
The Bunny?
The Bunny.
So is it like that rapper Da Baby, Da Bunny?
What do you want me to tell you, man?
I don't know.
That's her name. Name is Da Bunny.
Man, well, like you said, the wrestlers have creative control, and that's what I could think of. Da Bunny.
Oh my God! You made me forget the other chick's name.
Wow.
Nyla Rose. That's her name. Nyla Rose.
And your new TBS champion, Da Bunny. She's gonna be getting some trouble with Bad Bunny. So, man.
Nyla Rose is also going in the tournament. Jade Cargill. Have you seen Jade Cargill?
I don't even know who that is.
Okay, Jade Cargill, she's a African-American female wrestler who looks like she was chiseled out of stone.
Well, maybe she can help that division, because that's the worst division in women's wrestling.
Granted, I'll give you that they're not as prominent as the WWE.
Or were you going to say they're not as elite as WWE? Is that what you're going to say?
That's not what I was going to say.
Oh, I thought that's what you were going to say.
That was not what I was going to say. But they're still building the women's division. They got some great talent there, though.
I mean, I would never like this, the women's division, like say like it's trash or terrible, but it's not. Like WWE, I mean, and people can say like Triple H said, and they got in trouble for like the best women wrestlers want to wrestle here. And if anybody says they don't, that's not true, because they do have the best women's W. I mean, I'd put Bianca Belair against anybody in that women's division, and I would say she's all the way green, but she still's got a lot of learning. She's a phenomenal athlete.
For sure.
I think she would mop the floor with Adam Cole's wife.
Britt Baker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think she'd mop the floor with her.
Britt Baker. Okay, so here's the thing. You brought up Britt Baker, all right?
And she's good.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you admit that.
She's a good wrestler.
She's not better than Charlotte. There's no way.
There's nobody better than Charlotte.
I will say this, though.
Charlotte could beat Kenny Omega.
I'll tell you this, though. Speaking of Charlotte, I give Charlotte all the credit in the world. Charlotte is great. Okay, she's good on the mic.
Great.
She's great in the ring, no doubt about it. But, and I know you're not going to agree with me, and I don't really care, but Britt Baker, DMD, on the mic, slaughter Charlotte. like blood dripping on the ground slaughter on like the mic.
She was dripping from her face.
Yeah, exactly.
Just like that.
Exactly, exactly. Because the women at AEW aren't afraid to go that far. Whereas, you know, WWE, they can't really, you know.
We're PG, we're a family show.
Yeah, and that's the reason why WWE is going to always kind of be.
Well, before Britt Baker could say anything, she get a flare chop. Just woo! Mic drop.
I would love to see that match. Definitely would love to see that match. I think it would be.
Was interested in her.
And I heard about that, yeah.
I don't even know if it was just because of Adam Cole, because I think, like I said, she is a good wrestler.
Yes, she is. She is. And she's definitely helped the division there. You've got some seasoned wrestlers in there. Now, granted, they.
Ruby Riott. I mean, Ruby Soho.
Yeah.
I mean, she's a good wrestler, too.
Yes, she is. She is. Her mic skills are getting better. I didn't think her mic skills were that great in WWE.
Well, she's getting talking about it.
True.
Yeah.
True. Now they're definitely getting better. The division, to me, is starting to look a lot better. I'll agree with you on that. Just a few months ago, that division sucked. Bottom line, that division sucked. I did not look forward to seeing a women's match, really, because there wasn't really anybody that was exciting besides Britt Baker. You know, she was basically a good heel, you know, someone you would love to hate. But now that they started letting some of this talent in and you know, you see some of these other people step up, it's starting to get really good as far as the women's division goes. So I think right now AEW just had a great Dynamite last week where they had, I think it was a casino ladder match, I think is what it was called. And to be honest with you, David, I saw it right, Dave, Fanboy Dave, I saw it right off the bat. They were copying or inspired by WWE's Money in the Bank, because that's basically what it was. Instead of a briefcase, it was a giant poker chip. Mm. And that's why they called it.
Oh, I think I saw that.
Yeah.
Right on Facebook with Andrade did the flip.
Yes, that's the one. That's the one. It was a great match. Very entertaining. A lot of high spots. The winner ended up being an AEW original.
What? Breaking news? It was original?
Yeah.
It wasn't somebody that just came in?
No, it was an original. It was, can you remember his name? Wow.
Mr. AEW.
Adam Page. There you go. Adam Page. The cowboy. They call him the cowboy or whatever. His tagline or whatever, and this is the thing I know you don't agree with, but he always says he goes in, he does cowboy shit. That's what he does.
And, is he even a cowboy?
He dresses like one. I don't know if.
Where's
I mean,
he from?
Is that's
he from,
his character.
Is he from Tennessee, Texas?
No, he's actually, I want to say he's from like Montana or something like that.
I guess you could be a cowboy in Montana.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but that's his gimmick, basically, is he's the cowboy guy. And the thing I like about him is when you hear about the cowboy guys in history, like you got Bradshaw and some of these other ones that have been in the past.
Billy and Bart?
Yeah, Billy and Bart. They're always those ground and pound type guys. He does that, but he's also a high flyer, which is kind of a mixture of both, which is kind of cool. It's pretty good stuff. Pretty good stuff, to say the least. Let's take another quick break. We'll come back and finish up.
I got a question for you.
When we come back, you can ask that question. So I see that look on your face. I'm not sure if I'm going to like this question, but we'll see. So we'll be back right after this message from our sponsor and see what Fanboy Dave wants to ask me. All right, we'll be back.
Fellas, I know how it is. Your hair and beard are looking rough and you need to get it taken care of right away. The problem is, where do you go? Say no more, because I have the perfect place for you. At Hanley's Good Time and Barbershop, you'll get that fresh cut and trim by well-trained professionals who know just how to get what you want. A man's cut and a man's trim. Dallas and Jawan will hook you up with your tailored-to-you cut and beard trim, along with the straight razor shave and a relaxing hot towel treatment. These fellas will give you that old-school treatment where you sit back, relax, and unwind while you get back to looking like a gentleman should. When you walk in the door, talk to old Dow and let him know that the Brothers of Discussion sent you, and he'll offer you a complimentary cold one or a shot of whiskey. Stop by 322 West Hopkins Street in San Marcos, Texas, or you can go online and make your appointment today at hanleysbarbershop.com. Hanley's Good Time and Barbershop, where good times and good vibes make for a great look.
We are back. Or did you want to say it this time?
No, you're right.
Sorry,
ahead.
Go right ahead.
No,
okay. All right. Cool. So we've been talking a little bit about AEW. Like I mentioned last week on Dynamite, you had Cowboy Adam Page. He is now able to cash in his poker chip or whatever for a shot at the AEW championship, who right now is Kenny Omega. And there's a lot of really good entertaining stuff going on in AEW right now. The big rivalry is with the Elite and, of course, with Bryan Danielson, formerly Daniel Bryan. And you also got Jungle Boy and Luchasaurus from the Jurassic Express and Christian Cage as well. So good stuff happening right now in AEW for those of y'all that are interested. I think it's worth a watch for sure, unless you're on the same, you know, boat over here as Fanboy Dave. You know, I say give it a chance. If you're a pro wrestling fan, I think you won't be disappointed. You know, this past Saturday, I recorded my other podcast, the What's On My Mind podcast, and we had some friends of mine, a band called Relent. We had Miggy and Gaston, and we talked a little wrestling.
Miggy and Gas? Is that what you just said?
Miggy and Gaston.
Oh, Miggy and Gaston.
Yeah.
I thought you said Miggy and Gas.
No. Miggy and Gaston. Miggy mentioned that he had been watching AEW, and that AEW was actually winning him over back into watching wrestling again, because he's basically a child of the Attitude Era. That's when he really was loving wrestling. He old school wrestling fan like us, loves, you know, Hogan, Macho Man, but he loves Stone Cold, The Rock, all those guys. I actually talked to them about coming on the show one of these days, and they would love to just talk wrestling.
Oh, so you can have two more people on the AEW side?
No, I'm not saying they're not AEW guys. They're just wrestling guys. They're starting to like AEW. Now, he did make a good point, and I have to agree with him. There have been a few matches where the guys in the ring have exchanged punches, and you can see from whatever camera angle it is that they're not hitting the guy at all, and they're missing by like a mile. There have been a couple of botches like that have come up. But for the most part, Miggy did say that it was winning him over because it reminded him of the Attitude Era. You know, except in this case, the WWE is the AEW, because what AEW is doing right now is what WWE did back in the Attitude Era. I don't know if WWE will ever go back to that, man. I don't know if Vince McMahon wants to do that.
He'll just do it in NXT 2.0.
I guess he could, you know, but that's still the BC show or the C show, whatever you want to call it. You know,
a lot of new talent we can talk about a little bit.
True. Right now, the only one I keep hearing about, I still don't know what his real name is, but I know he's a Steiner.
Bronson Breakker?
Is that his name?
Yeah.
Bronson Breakker? That's a stupid name.
Hey, he'll whoop you.
I'm sure he will, but that's still a stupid name. He can whoop me. He can whoop my ass, and the whole time I'll be going, your name's still stupid, because that is a dumb name.
It's so crazy, too, when you hear him talk, because I hear Scott, and I'm just like, man.
You can't take it from him, man. He's a Steiner. I hope they change his name, but I get it. Like what you said last week, maybe that's his choice. Maybe he doesn't want to be, you know, I guess riding the coattails of his dad and uncle's legacy.
Well, yeah, because everybody talks about, and I still got to hear my question. Oh, but yeah. Everybody still talks to you about like how even Charlotte says in her promos, and everybody thinks that I got up here just because of my last name, and maybe a little bit of that's true, but she busted her butt.
Right.
To be that, because I think it's like we talked about last week, it's more pressure on her.
Yeah, for sure.
To be that, and you know, she's like, you know.
But. Yeah. No, you're right. So, yeah, so he's definitely one to watch right now. No doubt about it.
There's a lot of them. Even, is it Toxic Envy?
Mandy Rose is in now. And, I like her better as a brunette.
Yeah, she's hot.
Man. I like her better as a brunette, I'll admit.
But no, I mean, NXT 2.0 is getting good, and there's a lot of new stars, and I think Archon is seeing something that, like, yeah, we're going to do what AEW say they're going to do and build stars. Well, I think that's how they're going to build stars, is just ramping, and these are people. Don't, I mean, yeah, you have your Tyson Tomko, your Johnny Gargano, your vets, but
right.
For the most part,
Tyson Tomko's in there.
I mean, I'm sorry, my man, man, not him.
Where are you at, bro?
I don't know.
Is he even wrestling still? you talking about Tommaso Ciampa?
Yeah, sorry, thank you, Tommaso Ciampa. Yeah, where is Tyson? I know
he's still alive.
He might be. I thought he was gonna be in the PlayStation game. Yeah, see, it's been a long day.
So what's your question?
Oh, so my question is, but let me go back straight that when I was watching it with MSK and all these other tag teams, I didn't know who these people are, but I'm invested because they're new. And it's just like, okay, I want to see who these guys are. They're pretty good on the mic, and it's nobody like from DNY or any of the old tag teams that were in NXT.
And you can't watch AEW. It's the same thing on AEW.
It's not the same thing. Yeah. Your main events have all WWE guys in
it. Yeah, but I'm not talking about them.
But let me go back to my question.
Go ahead. What's your question?
What did you think? Was that a shoot between your boy MJF? Is that his name?
Yeah, MJF.
When he was saying that he has Bruce Pritchard's number. Do you really think that he's not liking because he said he bleed AEW, whatever?
Right.
Like, I mean, do you know him, or you say you know him, or like he's always on. And
yeah.
Like, is he getting upset that, and he doesn't even call him XWB. I forgot what he said. He calls him something.
Right.
He doesn't say WWE guy, but he's like, you're bringing in all these people. Do you think he really does mean that? Be like, okay, you Tony Khan, you're bringing these people in, and you're not sticking with what the problem was with in WCW, was like, hey, you're bringing in Hogan, Macho Man,
right?
You know, Kevin Nash, and you lost your start of the Radicals, like Eddie Guerrero, Rey Mysterio, all the guys that were homegrown,
right?
Is there any truth to that? Is he just trying to get some buzz of being like, hey, I'll leave?
No, I think so. The thing with MJF, like I told you before, he's always on, right? He doesn't break kayfabe at all, and I think there's some shooting going on there. I really do.
What he did say about Mr. Darby, is with Darby, right?
Yeah, Darby Allin.
What he said about his,
that's,
I mean, for anything, I mean, I know WWE used to push the envelope, but
that's a heel move for sure.
I don't know if that's a heel move. That's just, that's an awful person move. Like,
yes.
Like, bro, like, I mean, addiction is real or whatever.
Yes, yes.
And for Tony Khan to let that happen, hey, it's your company. I get it.
It's getting him heat, though.
I understand that, though, but I'm just saying, like that, they say things that you shouldn't joke around with and stuff like that.
I know. I agree.
And that's
I agree.
One of those things that be like, man, like.
But think about it, though. Put yourself in his mindset. If you were really shooting to be the guy that everybody hates, by saying that promo, you're accomplishing it. I mean, let's go back to the old days, right? You've heard the stories. You had old wrestlers back in the days of like Dusty Rhodes and whatnot, you know, the Four Horsemen, getting like chased down the road by fans wanting to kill them, getting their tires slashed when they get out. This stuff really happened. It's like that's the kind of heat that MJF is going for. Now, I will say this. Again, going back to my favorite podcast, because they brought this up, and I have to agree. The comment that he made about Darby Allin looking like a school shooter, that one I think went too far. Because there's still people grieving over that. Yeah. You know, that's just a little too much. The other one, I'm not saying it wasn't too much. I mean, bringing up the man's uncle that died because of his drinking problem and then saying it to his face like that, yeah.
That should have been you, like, man.
Yeah, I mean, it was. I agree with you. But at the same time, it's like, he wants that heat. He's definitely getting that heat. Right now, there's not anybody that likes MJF. They hate his guts. They want to see him get his ass kicked. You know, that's what a good heel does. You know what I mean?
So what's your answer to your question?
I think there is a little reality to it. I do, because he already has a chip on his shoulder. And to come into a company that's brand new, and I'm sure he was told, we're going to do this with you, we're going to do that with you. And, of course, to see it happening or to start happening, and then all of a sudden the ex-WWE guys are coming in, and now you're building the show around them.
Yeah, AEW, all ex-WWE, right?
Building the show around these ex-WWE guys, which, come on, let's be honest here, okay? Joke all you want. It's a smart business move.
Well, it is a smart business move, but it's just one of those things, like, you would be like, okay, one. But then, like, you know, just like you said, with CM Punk coming in.
Right.
You got one coming in.
Right.
But now you have this one coming
right.
in. And now you're coming in.
Right.
And it's some of it reminds me of also of TNA when you had AJ Styles. You had correct. Bobby Roode.
Right.
You had Samoa Joe.
Sting.
Well, no, even before that. Like oh, the, before, the yeah. originals of TNA.
Oh, yeah, I got you.
You know, you had those guys, and you were doing your show with that, but then Hogan's contract comes up.
Right.
Kevin Nash's contract right. comes up. Then you start bringing all these guys in.
Right,
and
right.
And then your original guys, you lose in the shuffle because you're using the marquee names, but it's almost like a catch 22.
Yeah.
Like, yes, I can use them, but then I'm overusing them. And then when your contract comes up, like, no, I'm not signing here.
That's a very good point. That's a very good point. I think, going back to your question, I do think there was some the realness to what he was saying. I do believe that MJF does feel that way. I really do. And to be honest, it's going to make for great promos. It's going to make for great television.
What would you do if he left?
If he left, it'd be interesting to see where he would go. If he did go to WWE, I just don't see him succeeding because they're gonna put so much they're gonna put the brakes on him big time. They're not gonna let him be him. So if I'm being honest, I don't see him leaving because right now there's nowhere else he can go where he's gonna be as over as a heel as he is here. You know, so it's gonna be kind of one of those things where like you've heard Stone Cold and some of these other guys say, where he's gonna have to take it upon himself to claw his way to the top and basically get himself over more than the ex WWE guys. He can do it. He's got the talent. Plus he's so young. He's only 23. He's still got a lot of time left.
Barring no injuries.
Barring no injuries, exactly, exactly. But the fact that he is at the level that he's at on the mic at 23 years old, oh, man, it's only going to get better, you know. He's one of those guys, which is interesting. You remember Rick Rude, right?
Yes, I remember
Rick Yeah, Rude. Of course. Do you ever remember him being a face? Exactly. And I think that's how MJF is going to be. I don't.
All the men wanted to be him and all the women wanted him.
Yeah. Yeah. And I just don't see that happening to MJF. I don't think he will ever turn. Just like freaking Rey Mysterio will never be a heel. Although he did try for a little while in WCW, but it didn't pan out very well.
MJF, when it's all said and done, he'll be just an AEW like
Taker, lifer.
Like The mm-hmm. Rock.
I think so. I think he will retire from AEW. Granted, if AEW is still in existence at that time.
Or if Vince bought his competition.
If Vince is still alive at that time.
I don't know. I mean, Vince is a smart man, but if he ever does go, having Triple H and Stephanie in charge,
yeah. It would be a
full control too.
It would be a whole different company, I think. Man. There's a lot of speculation on that one. Who knows what direction it'll go? But
I want Vince to live forever. He probably will live forever.
He'll find a way. He'll find a way. So
remember, but, Vince be God in that pay per view. Remember,
he get struck by lightning.
No, but remember that's in his mind.
Yeah,
in a match.
Yeah, I know.
So I mean, I don't think he beat God, but
did he though? I mean, God just walked out apparently, according to the match. So I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think so.
But, so. So anyway, so we're gonna wrap it up. You and your sister's calling me right now. Can you believe that?
She wants take care of my kids. Or I need some money. Probably what she's asking for. That's the only reason she calls me.
Oh my God.
But
anyway,
yeah, I mean, it's gonna be interesting what happens. You know. With Crown Jewel, because the next time we get on the air, Crown Jewel already have happened.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you're right.
And
we'll definitely talk about the results for sure.
We'll see SmackDown reigning supreme on AEW, but they'll probably lose to Major League Baseball that night.
Fair enough. That's your call. Fair enough. I'm definitely excited. I will say this. I'm definitely excited to see what's going to happen in WWE now that the draft has happened. There's a lot more, like you said last week or last time we got together, it's a shakeup. And shakeups are good, you know. You've got some new characters coming in. You got Hit Row coming in. You got Austin Theory, who already had a match.
I hope they don't draw because when he went to Raw the last time and it didn't work.
Austin Theory was on Raw?
Yeah, a long time ago.
Really?
Long time ago.
Wow, that's how memorable he was.
Who did he come out with? I can't remember, but They may need to change his game. I was hoping LA Knight would come. I think LA Knight's going to be a superstar.
Yeah. He's good. He is good. He's good on the mic. He's good. Got good charisma.
But I do have another question before we get off air.
Okay. What's the question?
We saw the vignettes a couple of months ago.
Right.
Where's Elias?
Whoa. I didn't even think about that. You're right.
Because he put on the hat and everybody said it was like the Undertaker, but it was white. And then nothing.
And they did say, he did say Elias is dead.
Yeah, so I don't know if
that's interesting. That is very interesting.
And did you see, I know we're pressed for time, but did you see Alexa Bliss's tweet?
No. What did she say?
She's possibly, and I don't know how this is going with fam, but may coming back, but with a mask. That's half.
Really?
That's half a Lily.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Mask or not mask. She said some kind of tweet.
Right.
It showed up a mask of half of Lily's face and
half of hers?
Hers or I don't know. But
right.
I was just thinking, well, maybe they're not done with it and they're still going to try to do the Wyatt gimmick.
Maybe.
I don't know.
And since you're saying that, what about the speculation of Jeff Hardy when he goes to SmackDown changing up his whole...
Oh, bringing out Willow. Yeah. I would like that.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
I mean, he's done it before. So definitely some things to look forward to here in the very near future. And when we come back in our next show, which will be in a couple of weeks, we can definitely talk about, we'll see what's happened by then, if anything. Yeah, if not, we'll definitely talk about what could happen.
Yeah, because it looks like Vince is ready to show him.
He's everybody. Ready to fight.
He showed to everybody why he's, in the words of Jeff Jarrett, the king of the mountain.
Good point. Good point. I got a question for you now. It's totally off topic, but I just wanted to ask on the air here. How are your Patriots doing?
We're good. We're going to beat the Dallas Cowboys this weekend.
Sure you are.
Yeah, and everybody's sure going to be like, I can't believe what happened. You ain't going up in Foxborough and beating Mac Jones and Bill Belichick, even though we played a horrible game against the Texans and we probably should have lost. But we didn't, so.
We shall see, brother. We shall see.
You're going to be crying.
Yeah. Now, be honest. Be honest.
Should we win? No. Dallas should beat us by like 4 touchdowns. But do I think we have a chance? Oh yeah, up in Foxborough.
I'm just curious. I know we're totally off the subject of wrestling, but I'm just curious. How do you? From the outside, like I know you're not a fan, but what do you think of Dallas this year?
Who's Bo Dallas?
Dallas Cowboys, fool.
Well, I mean, they're good. They hold up the spread. I mean, they made me some money. So. I mean, yeah. Yeah, and they're good. So yeah, I mean, as long as they keep the spread. But the spread for this weekend is. I think 4, so I hope they don't cover, so we win.
So. Gotcha. I guess I'll take that. Anyway, we thank you guys so much for tuning into the show. I had a great time talking about all things pro wrestling. Got to talk about what's going on with WWE and AEW. Got a little bit, just a little bit of respect for Fanboy Dave with some of the AEW stuff, but...
Can we talk a little sports, a little football?
Talk a little football, a little sports. We'll see who... whose team wins, and we'll talk about it a little bit when we come back on our next show. But thank you guys so much for tuning in. Remember, if you want to holler at us, you can always do so by emailing us at brosofdiscussion@gmail.com. That's brosofdiscussion@gmail.com. You can also find us on all our social medias. Just look for Brothers of Discussion, and you'll see us there. Let us know if you have any show ideas. Let us know if you have any questions or anything that you want to know. Just hit us up.
Or if you want to come on the show.
Yeah, or if you want to come on the show, we can do that as well. Just let us know. Just drop us a line, and we look forward to hearing from all of you. And thank you again for listening. So until next time, I am Rob T, and this is
Fanboy Dave.
And you've been listening to the Brothers of...